Turkey have a lot of earthquakes, and they have developed an expertise in building earthquake-proof shelters, and pretty fast. So they are aware that something like that needs to be done in Pakistan because the winter has started, and it's just going to get worse from now on. A very big contribution, not just financial, is helicopters. Because when the roads, and some of those villages do not have proper roads, the only way to reach those places which are affected, where there are even dead bodies lying, wounded people, is helicopters. The United States has given a lot of helicopters, and they are even giving more. So I think that's a very big help. It doesn't fall in the category what I enumerated, like tents and blankets and warm clothes and food and medicine. But this reaches all those things. They can be airdropped, and people who otherwise would not be reached are reached by helicopters. Now, they are doing a very big service. What's the use of all the aid if you can't reach it to the people who need it? Any little thing is of value. For instance, I have constructed recently a boys' town, which is a residential school, but it's not yet fully operational. I thought I'd suspend further expansion on that and just make available all those 16 huge dormitories with their toilets and rooms for the staff just for this emergency.